Lou Manfredini here. Do you have cracked or sunken concrete areas around your home? Call PermaSeal for a free estimate. Don't replace it, raise it. Call 800-421-7325 or visit permaseal.net.
About a week or so ago, I told you my spies were telling me new Beatles anthology stuff is coming out this year. Now it's official, isn't it?
How dare I ever question any Beatles information that you may impart to us all. It's now official. They will be releasing a new collection of what they're saying are unheard outtakes, as well as remastered and expanded classic documentary series, part of a reboot of the anthology project that was coming out. Now, is this something that interests you?
Yes.
I used to be excited about unheard outtakes, and then when you get them, they're not as there's a reason why they were outtakes and never released, because they're usually not as good.
Yeah, well, that's true, but if you're a Beatlemaniac, you don't care. That's what it amounts to.
You just want as much material as you possibly can.
You can't get too much. That's
after
right.
After the 20th of October.
No more fan mail. I was reading about this, and you know they always manage to come up with something right before Christmas. And I fall for it, and my kids do, too, which is interesting.
Yeah, I guess, I understand if you're a fan, but I have yet to not be disappointed when there's like, hey, previously unreleased Elvis material that's mm-hmm. coming out, or, Prince mm-hmm. or something like that. It's like, well, there's a reason though why they never released it.
True.
I am almost always disappointed. But if you're a fan, these are the things that you can look forward to. The there's going to be updated TV documentary that's going to be coming out on November the 21st, so we can expect Bob to call in sick that day.
Yeah, that's on Disney Plus, right?
That's on Disney Plus. That's correct. So, Bob's going to be busy over the Thanksgiving holiday.
Calling in with Beatlemania.
Holidays.
Yeah. Anyway, peace and love, peace and love.
What else is in entertainment news? Well, Daniel Day-Lewis is coming back, isn't he?
Yeah, this is kind of exciting. He said he was done with motion pictures, and he sort of kept his word for 7 years. Daniel Day-Lewis is appearing in a new movie that's called Anemone. It is directed by his son, Ronan Day-Lewis. And I expect this is why Daniel broke his retirement on this. He plays, he and actor Sean Benn, play brothers in this movie set in Northern England. Two brothers setting out on a journey. He reconnects with his estranged hermit brother at some point. If anybody can pull this off, it would be Daniel Day-Lewis.
Yeah.
He's one of these can-do-no-wrong kind of actors, as far as I'm concerned, and he can come out of retirement anytime he wants to. For my money, I'm just hoping that there are some previously unreleased Daniel Day-Lewis material.
Maybe they'll remaster something for us.
Yeah, that's what I would like.
Millie Bobby Brown is in the news, and this is a nice story.
This is a really nice story. Millie Bobby Brown, who you know from Stranger Things, and her husband Jake Bon Jovi, they've been married for some time now, son of John Bon Jovi, officially announced yesterday that they have adopted their first child. They adopted a sweet baby girl. They said, "We are beyond excited to embark on this beautiful next chapter of parenthood with peace and privacy." They're telling people back off and give them some room to figure out how to do this. John Bon Jovi, now of Bon Jovi fame, grandfather. How about that?
Yeah, yeah. He's one of the good guys in the music world for
yep.
sure.
Yep.
We'll get Dean's list of what to do this weekend. Also, news about the MTV Video Music Awards and more.
After the 20th of October.
Dean, tell us about the award Mariah Carey is getting.
She is going to get the Video Vanguard Award from MTV at their Video Music Awards, which will be on September the 7th. It's the evening's biggest career. It's kind of like a career achievement award, and she is considered, one of the grand dames of pop music, R&B music. She's been around for quite a long time, so I think deservedly so. She's a pretty great singer, and one of the many things that will be happening during that Video Music Award show that no one is going to watch except me.
Lots going on around here this weekend. What's on your list?
Yeah, we've got a huge weekend up at Ravinia. John Legend is going to be performing there Saturday and Sunday nights. Spectacular show that he puts on. Country star Maren Morris is doing a Ravinia show tonight, by the way. So if you're interested in that, they've got a full weekend of music coming up. You may remember at the Grammy Awards, the singer Benson Boone performed. He's the guy that ran up on the piano, did a backflip, and he has become a huge pop phenom. Ever since then, he is going to be performing at the United Center on Saturday night. That's not bad to go from nobody knowing who you are to playing the United Center.
Yeah.
Here are some of Bob's old friends, Chicago's own Styx, playing at Credit Union One Amphitheater in Tinley Park. They're special guests for the evening. Don Felder from the Eagles and REO Speedwagon's Kevin Cronin will be joining the boys. Lyle Lovett on Saturday night playing the Old Town School of Folk Music. And Al Jardine, I guess I was a little confused. I thought that the Beach Boys performance that is going to be part of Riot Fest was going to be the Al Jardine tribute to Brian Wilson. That is not the case. The Al Jardine tribute to Brian Wilson takes place this coming weekend, Saturday at the Des Plaines Theater and Sunday at the Arcata Theater in St. Charles. So if you want to see a Beach Boys original paying tribute to one of the all-time greatest in the history of recorded sound, Brian Wilson, tomorrow at the Des Plaines Theater, Sunday in St. Charles. Rapper Lil Wayne is going to be at the Credit Union One Amphitheater in Tinley Park on Sunday. We've got the Rockers' Simple Plan at the Huntington Bank Pavilion on Northerly Island on Sunday. Final weekend for the Michael Jackson jukebox musical MJ. It's at the Nederlander Theater. Highly recommending this show. Actor Ronnie Marmo has been in Chicago several times for several different shows. The one that he does, which is directed by Chicago's own Joe Mantegna, is called I'm Not a Comedian, I'm Lenny Bruce. It's the one-man show in which Ronnie plays Lenny Bruce, shows his genius, shows his conflict, shows his controversy. That's going to be Sunday afternoon out at the Des Plaines Theater, at the Broadway Playhouse at Water Tower this weekend. Brand new show is in called Dungeons and Dragons, the 20-sided tavern. That's going to be playing until the end of September. Let me see. Comedians this weekend, we've got James Austin Johnson. He is the actor who currently plays Donald Trump on Saturday Night Live. He's going to be at the Den Theater in Wicker Park on Saturday night. Dana Gold at the Zanies in Rosemont tomorrow night. Stand-up Ryan Davis at the Improv in Schaumburg on Sunday. And if you're looking for some outdoor fun this weekend, the Taste of Greektown is going on all weekend long down Halsted Street. There is the Skokie Backlot Bash 3 days of music, food, and fun that is centered right in downtown Skokie. Lakeview's Taco Fest is going on. That's on Southport between Roscoe and Addison. And the Wicker Park Bucktown Arts Festival is going on all weekend long. Always fun to go see what creations, you know, people can put together. Or as I used to say when I used to go to these festivals, I can do this. This is art. I can crumple up a piece of aluminum foil and glue it to a canvas and charge you $1,000 for it.
It's in the eye of the beholder,
I guess so.
So you can go right from Taco Fest to Greek Fest, and then the Pizza Fest.
Oh, yeah, right.
It's all in one weekend.
Yeah, that's going on downtown. The Pizza Fest is that Steve Dolinsky,
right,
formerly of Channel 5, is putting on. See how much pizza you can eat in one afternoon.
Yeah, well,
heaven knows I've tried.
Yeah, the weather, you know, the cooler weather means you can eat more.
You can eat more, yeah.
Yeah, enjoy. Thank you, Dean. Talk to you on Monday.
Bye.